can hear us.
Oh, what?
That's
oh,
so strange. Okay. Yeah.
You can turn these up and down if you want.
Oh, like on the board?
No, like on here, on the back.
Oh.
Remember when it was like so loud that the girl came in and she was like, please turn it down, like on the board. We like,
oh,
our
voices. Yeah. Oh my God.
Now I'm nervous about that. Hey.
No, she was
it wasn't yelling. She was just like, do you mind? Like,
she was like, it's like really way too high and loud. Sorry. My bad.
Oopsies. But yeah.
Also, I do not know who she is.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. You guys, to our the listeners right now.
Possibly my grandma.
Oh, hi, Kate's grandma. Is it Meme?
Meme, yeah.
Meme, sorry. I'm so sorry. Hi, Meme. We're not putting... Someone's here putting up lights.
It's being weird.
And it's kind of exciting.
It's just, like, not going in.
They're, like, flashing. It's kind of fun.
They're, like, cheap. Mm. Oh, there.
Oh.
Oh,
they're on.
For anyone curious, the room now has blue, what's it called? LED lights.
I think that, not that they're broken, I just think they're like really cheap.
Mm.
And that's okay.
And that's
all right. Well, we have until 5 to do this.
This is a quick one.
This is just a quick little welcome back to
quick
TKA.
Little hey.
Oh, should we say the thing?
You got it.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is TKO, and I'm one host of two, Tara.
I'm two host of two, Kate.
And then during the WJRH meeting, they were like, you can make PSAs about anything. So do you have anything like coming up?
Oh.
Or any PSA you want to make.
Just about life?
It could be
about things happening?
Events happening or public safety.
Oh, public safety?
Or events happening.
I don't really have anything until March.
Okay.
Doing a lot of rehearsing right now for the shows that I'm in.
Right.
But March 2nd through 5th. Get ready for that, because it'll be fun. I think the 2nd is potentially a when... Oh, wait. Today is Thursday. So we'll have a pod in the middle of my shows.
Oh my gosh.
We'll see if I'm alive, but hopefully I will be.
No pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Do you have any PSAs?
I can make a PSA. On February 15th at 5 p.m., PASA is having their community discussion with One Love. So be sure. I don't even
Green. Sorry.
Know exactly where that will be, but, you know, come. And on February 14th, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Is One Love like a club?
Mm-hmm. It's like it's actually like a national organization, but we have like a chapter, I guess, here, and they focus on like domestic violence and relationship violence, where PASA is like sexual violence.
Gotcha. So yeah, I didn't know the difference.
Like corresponding.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a club.
You do the like PASA like workshops, right?
Peer educator.
Yes. How are those usually?
We're going to delve right into it today. They're good. I've only actually ever done 3 because, I applied last spring and was accepted, and then we do training in summer, and I did last fall, and I did 3 workshops. And one of them was virtual for Sheesh, so that was, like, very low-key. We just kind of chatted, and then I left. And then one of them was in person for Mafia, and that was, like, in person, so I guess that's intimidating, but they're a small group and they're all like very engaged. These are in levels of difficulty, I would say.
Gotcha.
Sheesh, easy. Mafia, medium. Then I had men's lacrosse.
Oh.
Level hard.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be level hard. It low-key was because... It wasn't because they were all really great, and I definitely went in with stereotypes that I should not have had, and they were all obviously like not terrible people.
Intimidating, though.
Intimidating, but they answered good answers. Occasionally... It would be like, whoa. But for the most part, it was way better than I expected. So they were fine. It just kind of depends on the group you're talking to.
It's also probably just intimidating to have like a group of men.
Yeah.
Like in general, but also like trying to talk about stuff like that.
Yeah. There was one that it was for a frat, which I will not name, but no one really wanted to sign up for it, and so two guys in PASA ended up signing up for it. So that was an all-men workshop, because if you were like, hey, there's no woman sign up for this, and just one girl add on, and she's the only woman in the room. That's like its own weird pressure. So it just ended up, I don't even know how it went, but it just ended up being all guys, which is strange.
Interesting.
But, you know, maybe, I'm almost curious, I want to ask if there was like more quote-unquote honest responses. Maybe they were like, oh, we can say stuff. No, guys in the room. I don't know, maybe not. I'm just curious. But I never heard about that, so.
When my sorority did it, there was only one guy in the room. It was all girls. Reverse situation. Which is kind of a funny.
Was it? Who was it?
I don't remember his name.
That's okay.
He was nice.
People are a lot faster to sign up for anything that is not a men's sports team or men's fraternity. Like, all the other ones get filled way faster. Because I think people feel more intimidated by those groups. Because they have more of like a connotation in people's minds with the violence. So. Yeah, but those are the most important ones to happen. And that's the tea.
Who would have thunk we'd be on this topic?
We just started and I'm already...
Theme. Oh, that was me. That was me. Okay. I kicked that. We have... so much has happened and also so little.
Yeah, we were just here like 2 months ago. Or a month ago? 2 months ago.
Wait, like 2 months ago.
Yeah, just chatting. And in the meantime... You were a substitute teacher. I went to Ecuador. Now we're back. So that's kind of fun.
Well, how have classes been? I don't know. Did we skip over everything?
Did we cut to the good stuff? Or honestly, I really like my classes this semester. I have Fridays off.
That is lovely.
And Monday, Tuesday, I start at like 11, but Tuesday, Thursday, I start at like 1. So I never have any early starts. Wow. It's kind of ideal.
Yeah.
How's your schedule?
My schedule is pretty good. I have class on Friday for the first time in like literally 2 years.
I'm so sorry.
Honestly, what was I doing with my Fridays before? Nothing. I was sitting around. I wasn't doing anything. So it's probably better that I have them. Well, I don't know if it's better, but... you know, I would always be like, oh, I'll get all my work done on Friday. But, like, obviously, I'm not going to do that. So,
why are you calling me out? Last Friday, I was like, wow, what a great time to get ahead.
I didn't. Absolutely not. Because you're like, oh, I got the whole weekend to get ahead.
Yeah.
If anything, I think the best day to have off would be, like, a Monday.
Because then you're like, pressure.
Yeah, you're like, I have to get my work done.
That's kind of a great point.
But that's pretty rare.
Yeah, I've never had a Monday off.
Yeah.
I mean,
last semester I had Monday, Wednesday, and Friday off, but...
that's because you went crazy last semester.
That's because I had a weird, weird schedule.
You went bonkers.
A little bit.
With your schedule. Not like you are crazy, but like the schedule was crazy.
Popped off, as the kids say.
You popped off. Well, and you're also doing two shows.
I'm tired.
Long day.
I am doing two shows right now. I'm in The Wolves, which is a theater. I can't remember if I talked about this before or not, but theater department show about a soccer team. We have soccer practice twice a week where we practice with the girls' soccer coach at Lafayette.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is pretty funny. I'm unbelievably out of shape, but also convince myself every time that, like, I am fit. So we'll, like, go to scrimmage and my competitive side takes over and I'm like running for the ball and I'm like, I don't have that in me. But but it's been fun. I'm pretty good at passing. No big deal.
I mean, you're former field hockey captain.
Yes, and I played soccer for like 6-7 years, I think.
See, it's in your muscle.
I feel like I have some like motor memory stuff happening there. And then I'm also in Legally Blonde, which is exciting. Haven't been to that many rehearsals for that, but I do have one tonight, so
I'm so excited to see Legally Blonde.
Should be fun.
And The Wolves. But I love Legally Blonde.
I'm Elle's mom, and so my best line, I think, is, I don't have that many lines, but I at one point I go, how about a nice Birkin bag? Which I think is pretty funny.
That is funny, and I like the way you just delivered it.
You know, I'm just getting into the mom headset.
Already got it down.
Mindset? Headset? No, mindset.
Either or, right?
I don't. Headset's like a pair of headphones.
Yeah.
You are living in the mods.
I know. Kind of crazy. Well, like, everyone in there now has COVID, so.
Oh.
I'm walking through the halls, mask on, which I would have done anyways, but it's a little bit crazy.
Wait, is the girl, didn't you say you met a girl named Becca?
I did.
Who was nice?
Yeah.
Becca Mitchell?
I have no idea.
Blonde hair?
Yeah, like dirty blonde.
Yeah, I like her. She's in AGD, I think.
Yeah?
If we're thinking of the same person. Which potentially we
potentially.
Are.
Potentially. She was so nice.
Yeah.
And I did nothing to deserve it. And I mean that. I was standing there and I was being awkward because I didn't know her. So extra props to her for that. Mm. Social confidence.
For anyone who doesn't know, the mods are basically like a temporary trailer park-like mm-hmm. structure mm-hmm. that has been there for years now.
For centuries. No, but it feels like it. It has like a sign on the outside that's like, well, we're growing. This is just for now, right now, temporary. And the sign's like really weathered and old. It's like kind of ironic. But I like the mods. I'm living in a double, but I have it to myself. Mm. So it's a little spacious in there. Although, they didn't have time to clean it before I moved in because I came back so suddenly. And they... We're like, okay, well, we're not going to try to clean it, so hopefully it's fine. And I, like, peeked in. And at first I was like, okay, this could be worse, because I was preparing for the worst. Mm. There was not, like, empty bottles, you know? Mm. But then I was like, ooh, I need a vacuum.
Did you get one?
Yeah, but it took, like, a week, so I was wearing slippers around my room. Mm. Just because there's, like, nothing that's, like, not, like... terrible, but like things that if they're not your own feel gross. Hair from the people. I was like,
no.
So then I've been vacuuming.
Is it a carpet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
I was picturing like linoleum.
No, I honestly kind of like having a carpet.
Yeah,
it's like cozy. Mm. If it gets gross, then it's like extra gross, I guess. But I don't think I'm gonna be gross.
What happened to your like stuff from last semester?
Well,
do you have a carpet?
I did. But you're not allowed to put rugs in storage at Lafayette.
Oh.
So I had to get rid of it. Oh. But I, like, sold it. Not for that much money, but, like, better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't just get thrown away, so that's good. I sold, like, a few of my things. And then I left some stuff out in the South Common Room thinking that it would get thrown away or taken. And I recently passed back through there, and my shelving unit is still in the South Common Room, along with a bunch of my books. And I don't want them, so I'm just gonna leave them there. That's fine. Sorry.
That's so funny.
It takes up a lot of space too. Maybe they were just like meh. But yeah, it's fine. Mm. Whenever I see my old residents now, I just walk forward.
Unless, are they like? Do they like know that you were going to not be here? You know,
they thought I was gonna be abroad, right?
Yeah.
So then, it's not like I've texted them all, like letting them know. But I ran into one of them and he was like, hey, you're back. And I was like, yeah. And then another one asked, I don't know, somehow knew I was here and like asked me for dinner.
Huh.
But then I was like, oh, I got contact traced. I've been avoiding mask off activities.
Wah-wah.
Which is kind of a bummer because me and Kate were supposed to get meals twice this week and hang out
tomorrow.
Which could still happen if I test negative tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but then I still
and then
to.
When are you getting tested?
Well, I don't know if I'm actually getting officially contact traced, so I was just going to, like, wait a couple days and then take my own.
Right. Did Ella write your name?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Did you get, like, a call?
No.
Then she did.
Yes.
Okay, great.
But also for my own sanity.
Of course.
But, yeah, I don't know. Because it's not like we didn't hang out. The whole contact trace thing is chaotic here. Everyone is contact traced, basically. But we had two meals together.
Right.
And I sat next to her at both of those meals.
Right. Well, so. I think you're doing the right thing. Getting a test.
Yeah.
I was like, is it possible I don't have it? And then I keep thinking about it. And I'm like, it's possible. But I sat the night before this person tested positive in the morning. I sat directly across from them at dinner for like an hour. So our breath definitely swapped.
Mm-hmm.
So
and you've never had it. Correct?
Kind of correct. I don't think so.
Okay.
I had like a scare, I guess, right before school because I took at-home tests, like the antigen tests, four of them, 4 days in a row, all positive. So obviously I was like, oh, I have coronavirus. And then I got a PCR, negative. 5 days later, another PCR, negative. So I was just like, I don't know.
Unless you were positive up until you got the PCR.
I, you know? Yeah, but I just don't understand because, like, the PCR is supposed to test positive, like, 30 days after you have
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's, like, strange, and I don't know what's going on. But I asked Dr. Goldstein, and he was like, just get tested for the contact tracing anyways. Because just do it. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. So who knows if I had COVID? Huh. It's very strange. I feel like I did. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand it.
Weird. It's so weird.
Yeah. I feel like my brain just doesn't understand it. But I accept what people who are smarter than me say about it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We have 7 minutes to discuss whenever we want.
Wow.
Wait, when's your rehearsal?
My rehearsal is not till 8 tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
But I have a meeting from 6 to 7.
Oh my gosh. You're such a busy person.
Also, I have to learn all of my lines by next Wednesday for my play. And I know about 30% of them.
Okay.
So that's something that I have to start really focusing on.
Okay. 30% is a good start, though.
Yeah. It's an interesting play because it's very conversational. And so most of the lines are pretty short, which makes them easier to learn. Mm-hmm. But they're also, like, they overlap on top of each other. And sometimes there's multiple, like, strings of dialogue happening at the same time. And
okay.
So it's hard to learn sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. I believe in you.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Basically, the show is supposed to, as an audience member, you're supposed to watch the first scene and just be like, what is going on? I'm lost.
Okay.
So if you feel that way, that's really how you're supposed to feel.
For when I see it, that's good to know.
Yeah. And you're supposed to be like, is there a point to this?
Okay. But then when it ends, are you like, oh.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Hopefully.
That's exciting.
Hopefully that'll happen.
I'm excited.
We'll see. Yeah, my character's a real know-it-all.
Have fun.
So I've been playing with correcting people and being kind of mean about it. Not mean. Just like, you know, when someone's smart and they know stuff, but when they talk to other people, it's a little bit like they don't do it in like a nice way.
They extend concept.
They're like, you're wrong.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm channeling.
Do you like playing that character? Is it fun?
It's kind of boring, honestly. There's just some characters that are more, like, they've got more to them. Mm-hmm. You know, like, one's, like, super wacky and, like, says a bunch of random, like, silly stuff. And some are, like, mean and that's their thing. So, like, my character is, like, a little bit more normal. So it's a little harder to, like, make her different from me, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want to just say the lines as me.
Right.
Which is currently what I am doing. But I've got some time, so it's okay. Yeah.
You have to balance being mean-ish, question mark, kind of, a little bit. And then also doing your Legally Blonde fun mom, who is not like that at all.
Apparently when they were, like, thinking of casting me as the mom, one of them who knows me and, like, knows that my typecast is, like, the sad mom or, like, the mom, she was like, oh, we're casting her as the mom again. And it was kind of funny. So I don't know. I just give off that vibe. I don't know what it is, but.
You know what? Must just be a coincidence.
There's no common factor there. It's definitely purely coincidence.
Well, we'll see.
But I'm really, really hoping that I get a velour suit. You know, like a track suit, potentially juicy.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Can you imagine?
That would be so
fun. It would be so fun.
It'd be so iconic.
Potentially a blonde wig. Oh. I feel like Elle's mom has to be blonde, right?
Of course. They better.
Right? Am I?
She's great? Blonde in the movie.
I feel like she has to be because they're all like, oh, like. But I guess redhead's kind of like, oh.
Redhead is fun.
I don't know.
But I think blonde is. It's Legally Blonde.
Right.
She's from a lineage of blonde.
Right.
I think you should have blonde.
I agree.
It would be fun to see you blonde also because I've never seen you with anything besides red hair.
Yeah, I think it would be funny.
I wonder if you would be like, It'd be because I feel like. It's like a kind of like characteristic part of your look. So I wonder what it would be like for you to see yourself not as a redhead.
Meme said, Meme's listening and said that, remember when you were the abused, beaten wife, which I was in my biggest role in high school. And that was also a mom. She was a wife and a mother. Oh my gosh. So that's probably where my lineage started.
Oh my gosh. that's kind of an intense role.
Yeah. And also, we did, like, fight choreography, and I learned, like, how to fall correctly, but I was too lazy to actually, like, do it in the moment. So, oh, no, don't enter power-saving mode, computer. So I just fell every time. So I had the, like, literally bruises the sizes of, like, oranges on my knees.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, my entire kneecap was just, like, a giant bruise.
You just fell?
Yeah. And you're supposed to, like, fall on, like, on your side. But it's so hard in the moment to actually do that. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't really notice in the moment that it hurt.
Just afterwards when your knees were purple.
Literally huge. It was crazy. It was, like, crazy.
Do you remember when a friend of ours slid downstairs and their entire butt was purple?
Yeah.
They tripped and slid. It's so sad. And apparently it really
Aww.
But it was kind of funny.
Yeah, the bruise, that's an iconic. I feel like I don't. Okay, here's the thing. We're wrapping up, but I don't know about you, but I don't, like, move around with such, like, spontaneity that I get hurt very often. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some people, like, are like, oh, yeah, I've broken, like, 12 bones. Like, I'm always bruised and stuff. I just move around very slowly through life. So I don't, like, do things that. Do you agree?
I agree. And I think that's a great thing about you. Like, feel the awesome. You've never broken a bone. I've also never broken a bone.
I've broken one bone.
Oh, your collarbone.
Yeah.
See, that was me.
But that was while I was sleeping, so it doesn't really count.
It does not count. Also, you were a bib, a mm-hmm. little child.
Mm-hmm.
I never played sports.
Hmm.
And I think I drank a lot of milk. Maybe that doesn't actually do anything, but it's true. I did drink a lot of milk growing up. And I just feel like I'm never, like... Like, in what situation am I doing something where my bone could break?
Mm-hmm. People are falling around, you know?
But who really
tripping
falls?
And stuff.
Whenever I trip, like, it's not like I catch myself. I don't know.
Maybe you're just so, like, athletically, you know, advanced and stuff.
That's so not true. I tripped today, and this girl watched me.
And
then she, like, looked at me when she walked by.
I think because my worst nightmare is, like, tripping in public, that, like, if it's icy or anything, I am walking slower than a turtle.
Very careful.
I'm being so careful.
Well, are you, like, you know, when I'm ice skating, I never fall, even though you're supposed to fall, because I'm so, like, cautious about it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're the same, where it's, like, we're just never putting ourselves at that much
We're just
rest.
Never moving fast enough that you could fall with force.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
I'm doing a slow fall. I'm like a Shaquille O'Neal fall. Have you ever seen
it? No.
He's like just really big, right? And so when he falls, he just has so long to get to the ground. It's like slow. And so many parts of his body touch the ground at different times. And then he finally gets there. That's like, I feel like how I fall.
Mm.
It's really funny if you want to look up Shaquille O'Neal falling.
Now I really do.
Especially like Kevin Hart's impersonation of him falling is funny. Because he exaggerates it so much.
On that note.
Oh, yeah, it's 5 p.m.
Everyone should look up Shaquille O'Neal. I just looked up Shaquille O'Neal falling. falling down compilation. Wow. What is this going to be? We'll be back hopefully next week.
Yeah.
Starting sometime between 4 and 4:15 usually, 4:30. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
Really, just keep the radio on for the hour. So you in. That's kind of how it goes.
And we're off to a calm start. I'd say it's a fairly calm pod.
Mm-hmm.
But just good. You wait. We're going to be crazy.
It'll be chaotic. You just have to stick around.
I want to get one Shaquille O'Neal fall in before. Okay. Oh, that was smooth.
It was
he's so big.
He is so big.
Oh, my gosh. He's massive.
I think he's, like, 7 feet tall.
That's crazy. I was going to say a monster. I don't want to be mean. he fell on a guy. Okay, sorry. I'm done. Okay. See you all next week.
Oh, yeah. See you next week.